When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Always a delight to talk to our guy, John Heyman, and he is on his way to Milwaukee. He's got a big game to cover. John joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Hey, John, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Loved the games yesterday. Thought that was super cool. I could not believe Frankie Lindor. That was great. And then Atlanta comes back. I thought when the Chris Sale news broke that his back, he was spasming. I thought, oh my God, this is unbelievable. They're going to lose these games. I'm sure the poor Diamondbacks thought that too. But I think it's the preferred opponent, if I can say so, going to Milwaukee as opposed to flying out to the Padres.
Well, we're certainly excited to go to Milwaukee. I mean, everybody knows Milwaukee's a much more beautiful city than San Diego. my in-laws are from Milwaukee, so I say that with all sincerity. I know nobody else would believe that, but anyway, shorter flight for the Mets. But look, I mean, Diaz obviously has 66 pitches. He's down today. They do get to use Severino, so that's a plus. I mean, right now, I mean, it looks like the big bad Brewers, the division champion, versus the Mets, who needed to get to game 161 to kind of sneak in there. So certainly Milwaukee will be favored in this, and which should be very interesting, though.
But, John, it was such an exciting day for the Mets and then the Braves. They both celebrated after that doubleheader. I wonder this. As you have watched the Mets and followed them and you saw how they won yesterday, you look around baseball, the Tigers have been red hot. The Padres are coming in hot as well. What value do you place momentum? How much does momentum matter for teams that are hot going into the postseason?
I think it matters if you can keep it going, but oftentimes you'll see a team that's really hot, all of a sudden they're not so great. That momentum switches quickly. I mean, they say that momentum is only as good as the next day's pitcher. That may be true to a degree. The Tigers are really, I mean, if anybody's hot, it's the Tigers, and nobody expected this. So, but then there's the other idea that, they're playing with house money. That could be good, but on the other hand, they're satisfied with the way things have gone. I think I give the Mets a shot. I mean, I do think the Brewers are legitimately favored. I saw the games up in Milwaukee. They are a superb team. I know their starting pitching isn't the best, but, I mean, you get to that bullpen, it's dynamic. They run the bases extremely well. They steal bases. They play defense. I mean, there is no reason that the Brewers shouldn't be favored, even if the Mets got in on maybe their most exciting regular season game ever with the two comebacks, the Lindor home run. It's a nice boost, but, I mean, looking at it objectively, the Brewers were better this year.
Is there a formula anymore for picking a World Series, John? Did last year throw that one out the window?
Yeah, the number six seed in the National League has gotten the World Series 2 years in a row. This year it's going to be especially difficult. No 100-win teams, no great teams that are healthy right now. I mean, I would say the Dodgers are star-studded, an excellent team, but, I mean, look at that rotation. I mean, Walker Buehler is barely a shell of himself at this point. They may have to throw a rookie, Landon Knack. Also, Yamamoto just came back. Really, it's Jack Flaherty, and then they have to pray. But, I mean, on paper, that's the best team. But right now, with Kershaw out, with Glasnow out, they're not the favorite. I mean, to me, the favorites are probably San Diego, as they get to a first round, and Philly in the National League. And the American League, I mean, I don't know. You can never count out Houston. They've got that core, and I mean, the Yankees do look pretty good, but they've got some issues as well.
That's a bullet pick for the World Series, San Diego and Houston. So that's music to his ears, John. John, got to get you here and ask your opinion. Will you remember Pete Rose more for being Charlie Hustle or being banned from baseball? And do you think one day, now that he has passed, he'll get into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, the last 35 years or more has been about banned from baseball, but I do think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I think, you know, you could say permanently ineligible, but people said it was a lifetime ban. I mean, I don't know. I hope this doesn't sound cold, but I mean, he's now abided by those terms. His lifetime is over, unfortunately, and I liked Pete Rose personally, and, you know, I think there are, and I'm not saying he's one, but baseball certainly saw him this way, that there are scoundrels in the Hall of Fame. He didn't bet against his team that we know of. That's not proven. He bet on his team. He lost his bets. He was a terrible bettor. And, you know, if he had just told the truth earlier than, you know, recently, you know, lying for 30 years didn't help him. But I mean, he should be in the Hall of Fame. He is a great. He's an all-time great player, and, you know, he didn't bet against his team. He didn't take steroids. To me, he's a Hall of Famer, and I'm certainly old enough to remember, 90% of his long and historic and amazing career. He made an all-star team in five different positions. I mean, no one's ever going to do that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
John, I just want to give you a little nugget for the fine people of New York. And I know it's too close to the end of the season to really discuss it, but it occurred to me that the White Sox losing 141 games meant that they won 41. And if you look at that winning percentage, that's a .253 winning percentage. The Mets had a .250 winning percentage. So the Sox still had a better year.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you got to go by the percentages. You're an analytics expert. I agree with you. Better year. But good. Congratulations, Mully. You won.
So, John, we're hearing from Jed Hoyer here in town later today after the Cubs win 83 games, just like they did last year. So they didn't get any better, but this season feels like it went just as poorly. What do you expect to hear from Jed Hoyer today?
We're going to do better. I think we heard from the Red Sox and all the other teams that had disappointing seasons. We're going to do better. We're going to try harder. We're going to spend if we need to. And, going to say all the right things. He's a very smart guy. He's not a fool. But nobody's going to be thrilled with it, no matter what he says.
And then a final thought, if I could, John. I believe it's been 72 years since Shoeless Joe Jackson died. While we're getting people in the Hall of Fame, shouldn't his lifetime ban be over? Can't we get him in the Hall of Fame too? There was never anything in the clubhouse that said you can't gamble, and I don't think Joe could have read it even if it was.
Yeah, I'm in favor of the gamblers and being in the Hall of Fame, not the PED guys. But, yeah, I'm with you. Joe Jackson, Pete Rose, we'll have them go in on the same day. I mean, it is unfortunate. I did like Pete. I did know him a little bit. I would have liked to have seen him gone while he was alive, but I do believe he should be in. And Joe Jackson, from all I know, I do believe he should be in as well.
Safe travels, John.
Thanks, John. Have a great journey.
All right. Thanks, guys.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.